The Mamas on Magic.
Happy Friday. I'm Gwen.
And I'm Shannon.
And we're wrapping up a week-long discussion about how to decrease your holiday stress and anxiety.
We found a fascinating article in the New York Times about anxiety, and it talks about ways to stop trying to eliminate anxiety and actually work with it instead of against it. And even if we don't like anxiety, and I don't think anybody does, that doesn't mean we can't use it.
That's true. This article said the only people who don't feel anxiety are sociopaths. So we're definitely not sociopaths because we're plenty anxious about plenty of things. Experts say the first thing we should do when we feel anxious is to realize it's our body's way of sending a signal that we need to pay attention to.
It's kind of like when a baby cries and you have to figure out why. Sometimes the baby's hungry or wet or tired and the cries stop when you're able to resolve the underlying problem. We need to figure out what our anxiety is trying to tell us.
Another tip is to realize that a moderate amount of anxiety leads to optimal functioning. If you weren't a little anxious about meeting your work deadlines, you probably wouldn't meet them and you'd end up fired.
Which would make you really anxious.
Exactly. So a little anxiety is not a bad thing. I like how writer Elizabeth Gilbert describes it. She basically says that she will allow her fear and anxiety to ride in the back seat, but she won't let it drive the car.
That's a great analogy. That's it for us this week, but we hope you have a great weekend. If you need help finishing up your holiday shopping, check out our holiday gift guide at nwamotherlode.com.
Where moms click.